This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we never know who God will work through. Recently, I had an experience that was just mind-blowing to me. So a couple of weeks ago, I celebrated a birthday, and several weeks prior to my birthday, I was casually talking to God, and I said that since I would be in New York City for my birthday, it surely would be nice to meet this particular person whom I frequently watch on television. I made this statement, though, and I never really thought about it anymore. Now, fast forward 3 weeks later, and I'm attending a dear friend's wedding, and I'm talking with one of the guests at the brunch the following day, and I'm casually sharing how I'll be in New York for my birthday, and I sure would love to meet this person. The lady sitting across from me overheard our conversation and asked me, "When will you be in New York? And when would you like to meet this person? Because I will just text her right now to see if she is available to meet with you." Now, needless to say, I nearly fell off my chair. Now, as a matter of privacy, I won't disclose the person's name, but here's the point of the story. The lady sitting across from me was the pastor who performed the wedding ceremony. I would have never connected a pastor who lived in a different state to having a relationship with a person in news and entertainment. The point is, we never know who God will choose to work through. And this experience just puts into greater perspective for me these few words: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, release the desires of your heart and know that God can work through anyone to bring them to pass.